Welcome to Zichu Daf Simani, member by Avram Goldar, and today Masechet Sanhedrin, Daf Mem Vav, the sixth parak, Nigmar Hadin. The Zichu Masechet Sanhedrin program has been dedicated to Zichu Nishmas Rav Moshe Ben Yamin Ben Rav Menachem and his son Rav Menachem Avram Ben Rav Moshe Ben Yamin. May their neshamas have an aliyah. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov says, Shemati shebeisin makin va'onchin shlo min haTorah. I heard that beisin made minister lashes and punishments not prescribed by the Torah. But lo lavar al divrei Torah. This is not to transgress the Torah's laws. El kedei laso siyag laTorah. Rather, it's to erect a fence to protect the Torah's laws. There was an incident during the period of the Greeks in which someone rode a horse on Shabbos, which is a rabbinic prohibition, and he was brought to Beis Din and stoned. Not because he was fit for such a punishment, but that the times required it, because of a general decline in Shmiras Shabbos at that time as a result of Roman oppression. In another incident, a man had relations with his wife under a fig tree, not in private, and he was brought to Beis Din and whipped, not because it was the prescribed punishment for him, but because the times required it. Pointing to the Mishnah on the previous daf recorded the Machlokas about which of those executed by stoning are hanged afterwards. The next Mishnah quotes the Machlokas how the hanging was performed and states that he's untied immediately. If he's left hanging overnight, they violate Losalin Nivaso Ala'etz. You shall not leave his body overnight on the gallows. The Pasuk says, Ki kilos elokim tali, for a hanged person is a curse of Hashem, because people will ask why he was hanged, and they will say that he blessed Hashem. V'nim Hashem Shemaim is chalel, resulting in Hashem's name being profaned. Remer says that when a person suffers, the Shekhinah says, Kalani Maroshi, Kalani Mizroi, I'm burdened by my head, I'm burdened by my arm. If Hashem is pained by the spilled blood of Roshayim, kal vachomer by the spilled blood of Tzedikim. In a bright word, Meir provides a mashal illustrating how a hanged person is a curse of Hashem. It's like twin brothers, one whom was appointed king, and the other became abandoned and was hanged. But people who saw him said, the king has been hanged, and the king ordered him taken down. And point number three, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai said that the pasuk ki kavo tikvarenu, rather you shall surely bury him, teaches that one who leaves any deceased relative unburied overnight violates a los haseh of losalin, or in another version is a remiss to the principle of burial. The Gemara asks, kavura mishum bizyonahu, is the purpose of burial to avoid disgrace to the mace and his family, or mishum kaporuhu, it's to obtain atonement for the mace? A nafka mina would be where the person asked not to be buried. He can't impose the disgrace upon his family, but he can refuse the kapara. Several proofs are brought, but are deflected. The Gemara then asks, hespeda yakar de chayhave, is the purpose of a hesped for the honor of the living relatives, or yakar de shavchehave, or is it for the honor of the dead himself? One nafka mina is if the person asks not to be eulogized, since he can forego only his own honor. Another difference is whether we would force the heirs to fund the eulogy against their will. After many proofs are deflected, the Gemara will eventually prove that hespedim are for the honor of the deceased. So once again, the three points are: number one, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov says, Shemati shebeisin makin va'onchin shlo min haTorah. I heard the beisin made minister lashes and punishments not prescribed by the Torah. V'lo lavar al divrei Torah. This is not to transgress the Torah's laws. El kedei laso siyag laTorah. Rather, it's to erect a fence to protect the Torah's laws. There was an incident during the period of the Greeks in which someone rode a horse on Shabbos, which is a rabbinic prohibition, and he was brought to Beis Din and stoned. Lo mifnei shoruyo kach, not because he was fit for such a punishment, but that the times required it, because of a general decline in Shmiras Shabbos at that time as a result of Roman oppression. In another incident, a man had relations with his wife under a fig tree, not in private, and he was brought to Beis Din and whipped, not because it was the prescribed punishment for him, but because the times required it. Pointing to the Mishnah on the previous daf recorded the Machlokas about which of those executed by stoning are hanged afterwards. The next Mishnah quotes the Machlokas how the hanging was performed and states that he's untied immediately. If he's left hanging overnight, they violate Losalin Nivaso Ala'etz. You shall not leave his body overnight on the gallows. The Pasuk says, Ki kilos elokim tali, for a hanged person is a curse of Hashem, because people will ask why he was hanged, and they will say that he blessed Hashem. V'nim Hashem Shemaim is chalel, resulting in Hashem's name being profaned. Remer says that when a person suffers, the Shekhinah says, Kalani Maroshi, Kalani Mizroi, I'm burdened by my head, I'm burdened by my arm. If Hashem is pained by the spilled blood of Roshayim, kal vachomer by the spilled blood of Tzedikim. In a bright word, Meir provides a mashal illustrating how a hanged person is a curse of Hashem. It's like twin brothers, one whom was appointed king, and the other became abandoned and was hanged. But people who saw him said, the king has been hanged, and the king ordered him taken down. And point number three, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai said that the pasuk ki kavo tikvarenu, rather you shall surely bury him, teaches that one who leaves any deceased relative unburied overnight violates a los haseh of losalin, or in another version, is a remnant to the principle of burial. The Gemara asks, Kavura Mishum Bizyonuhu, is the purpose of burial to avoid disgrace to the mace and his family, or Mishum Kaporuhu, it's to obtain atonement from the mace? A nafka mina would be where the person asked not to be buried. He can't impose the disgrace upon his family, but he can refuse the kapara. Several proofs are brought, but are deflected. The Gemara then asks, Hespeda Yakard the Chayhave, is the purpose of a Hesped for the honor of the living relatives, or Yakard the Shavchehave, or is it for the honor of the dead himself? One nafka mina is if the person asks not to be eulogized, since he can forego only his own honor. Another difference is whether we would force the heirs to fund the eulogy against their will. After many proofs are deflected, the Gemara will eventually prove that Hespedim are for the honor of the deceased. All right, so now we go to Siman Daf Mem Vav, and her standard siman is a cow going moo. So here goes. The Beis Din who executed a man for riding a cow on Shabbos, even though it's only Adurabanan, didn't hang him overnight because he was the king's twin, and gave him a proper burial to avoid disgrace to him and his family. So once again, slow motion. The Beis Din who executed a man for riding a cow. Cow? That must be on Daf Mem Vav. Moo. The Beis Din who executed a man for riding a cow on Shabbos, even though it's only a Derabbanan, which reminds us. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov says, Shemati shebeisim makim onchin shelo min haTorah. I heard that Beis Din may administer lashes and punishments not prescribed by the Torah. This is not to transgress the Torah's laws. El kedei lasu siago Torah. Rather, it's to erect a fence to protect the Torah's laws. There was an incident during the period of the Greeks in which someone rode a horse on Shabbos, which is a rabbinic prohibition, and he was brought to Beis Din and stoned. Not that he was fit for such a punishment, but that the times required it because of a general decline in Shmir Shabbos at the time as a result of Roman oppression. So, the Beis Din who executed a man for riding a cow on Shabbos, even though it's only a Derabbanan, didn't hang him overnight because he was the king's twin, which reminds us, the next mission discusses how hanging after the execution was performed and how the body should not be left hanging overnight. Rameer provides a mashal illustrating how a hanged person is a curse of Hashem. It's like twin brothers, one of whom was appointed king and the other became abandoned and was hanged. But people who saw him said, the king has been hanged and the king ordered him taken down. So the Beis Din who executed a man for riding a cow on Shabbos, even though it's only a Derabbanan, didn't hang him overnight because he was the king's twin, and gave him a proper burial to avoid disgrace to him and his family, which reminds us. The Gemara asks, Kavura Mishum Bizyonuhu, is the purpose of burial to avoid disgrace to the mace and his family, or Mishum Kaparuhu, is it to obtain atonement for the mace? A nafka mina would be where the person asks not to be buried. He cannot impose the disgrace upon his family, but he can refuse the kapara. Several proofs are brought, but are deflected. So once again, the Beis Din who executed a man for riding a cow on Shabbos, even though it's only a Derabbanan, didn't hang him overnight because he was the king's twin, and gave him a proper burial to avoid disgrace to him and his family. All right, so now it's time for 4 Blabach Hazara. Daf Mem Beis. So the Simmer Daf Mem Beis is a mobster. So here goes. The mobsters, that must be one Daf Mem Beis. The mobsters who did tshuva after being inspired by Kiddush Levana, which reminds us, Rabbi Yochanan said, Kol mevarcha chodesh bezmano, ki makabo pnei shechina, whoever blesses the new month with Kiddush Levana in its proper time is as if he greets the shechina. So the mobsters who did tshuva after being inspired by Kiddush Levana and exchanged their weapons for bundles of Mishnayos, which reminds us, the pasuk says, Ki b'tachbulos tasel chamochama, for with wise counsel shall you wage war for yourself. Rabbi Yochanan explained, B'mi atam motzi mochamta shel Torah, with whom do you find the battle of Torah? B'mi sheyesh biyado chavil shel Mishnah, with one who has bundles of Mishnah in his hand. So the mobsters who did tshuva after being inspired by Kiddush Levana and exchanged their weapons for bundles of Mishnayos were hired to escort the man who was Chayv Skila outside of the three Machanos, which reminds us the Beis Skila was outside a basin and outside the three Machanos. Daf Mem Gimel. So the symbol for Daf Mem Gimel is a magazine. So here goes. The man selling the Mises Basin Weekly Magazine? That must be more in Daf Mem Gimel. The man selling the Mises Basin Weekly Magazine to raise public funds for a white flag and a horse to use to save people from executions, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses if items required for an execution are funded Mishal Tzibor or by the condemned. Rav Huna asked if the kerchief used as a signal to halt the proceedings or the horse, which would race to halt them, are funded by the convict, since they're for his rescue, or by the public, since Basin is obligated to facilitate rescue. So the man selling the Mises Basin Weekly magazine to raise public funds for a white flag and horse to use to save people from executions announced that this week's issue contains a juicy confession from a man who illegally took spoils, which reminds us, the mission states that when the condemned man approaches the base of Skila, they tell him, "He's vade, confess your sins, as is the practice of all those who are executed. V'kol misvade yesh l'chel kom haba, and anyone who confesses has a share in Olam Haba." Yeshua urged Achan to confess to having transgressed the ban against taking spoils from Yericho. And after he did, Yeshua indicated that he would receive a share in Olam Haba. If he does not know how to confess, we instruct him to say, "My death should atone for all my sins." So the man selling the Mises Basin Weekly magazine to raise public funds for a white flag and horse to use to save people from executions announced that this week's issue contains a juicy confession from a man who illegally took spoils and an expose on hidden sins committed in the desert, which reminds the Gemara discusses for which sins were Jews not responsible for each other until entering Eretz Yisrael. Was it the hidden sins or even the revealed ones as well? Daf Mem Dalet, so the simmer Daf Mem Dalet is mud. So here goes. The general whose army was still called Yisrael despite losing the muddy war. Muddy war? That must be more Daf Mem Dalet. Mud. The general whose army was still called Yisrael despite losing the muddy war, which reminds us when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Yeshua why Klal Yisrael was defeated at Ai, he said, "Chata Yisrael." Yisrael has sinned. Rabbi Abu Bar Zabda said, "Afu pisha chata Yisrael hu." Even though the nation sinned, it's still Yisrael and their holiness remains. So the general whose army was still called Yisrael despite losing the muddy war stayed up all night learning Ba'umka Shehalacha, which reminds us when Yeshua learned from the Malch that the Malch had come because of the sin of being Mevatel Talmud Torah and not for not bringing the Talmud Shel Ben Arba'im. The Pasuk says that immediately V'yaon Yehoshua B'layla Hu B'tocha Emek, and Yeshua spent that night in the valley, which B'yochanan Darshan's Shalan Ba'umka Shehalacha. They spent the night in the depths of Torah law. So the general whose army was still called Yisrael despite losing the muddy war stayed up all night learning Ba'umka Shehalacha while making sure his muddy soldiers daven before the next battle because Lo'olam Yakdim Adam Tefila Letzara, which reminds us, Rabbi Lazar explained, Lo'olam Yakdim Adam Tefila Letzara, a person should always preempt a trouble with prayer because if Avram Avinu had not davened before the trouble when he was between Beis El and I, when the Shtar Merisha Yisrael started Upalit, there would not be a remnant or survivor left of the wicked of Israel. Daf Mem Hei. So the Simmer Daf Mem Hei is Manishtana, and we often use a Seder in the Simmon. So here goes. The strange Seder where a young boy asks, Manishtana, Manishtana, that must be on Daf Mem Hei. The strange Seder where a young boy asks, Manishtana, the clothing for a woman getting skila versus clothing for a sota, which reminds us, the Gemara brings some halachos about concern for immoral thoughts regarding stoning and sota, and the seeming contradiction in the Shitas of the Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda. So the strange Seder where a young boy asked, Manishtana, the clothing for a woman getting skila versus clothing for a sota, was held right inside a base of skila, which was three times the height of a man for Misa Yafa purposes, which reminds us, the next mission describes the process of skila. The stoning grounds are at an elevation of two heights of a man. A Brisa notes that accounting for the person's standing height, the total is three times a man's height. The Gemara wonders why this height is necessary, because a Mishnah teaches that a pit with a depth of merely 10 tefachim is enough to kill a person. Rav Nachman answers in Rabba Bar Avuha's name that the Pasuk says, V'haftil recha kamocha, you shall love your fellow like yourself, implying, borrow lo misa yafa, choose for him a favorable death, meaning the conditions of the execution should ensure a less painful death. So the strange Seder where a young boy asked, Ma nishtana, the clothing for a woman getting skila versus clothing for a sota, was held right inside a base of skila, which was three times the height of a man for Misa Yafa purposes, and was attended by a witness whose hands were severed before the skila and was therefore exempt from the execution, which reminds us, Shmuel said, Nikta Yad Ha'edim Pater, if the witness's hands became severed before the stoning, he's exempt from the execution because the Pasuk requires Yad Ha'edim Tiebo Barishona, the hand of the witnesses shall be first against him to kill him, and this is now lacking. All right, so now it's time to conclude their pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one, which definition of the Rebbe Lazar explained, Lom Yakdim Adam Tefila Tzara, a person should always preempt the trouble with Tefila. That's on Dav. Memdal. Good number two. Which stuff do we discuss? Kiddush Levana. That's on Daf. Membeis. Good number three. Which stuff do we discuss? Confession before execution and Achan's confession to Yehoshua. That's on Daf. Mem Gimel. Good number four. Which stuff do we the question whether burial is Mishum Buziona because of a disgrace to the mace and the family or Mishum Kapara? That's on Daf. Mem Vav. Good number five. Which of the one that Milchamta Shel Torah is found with one who has Chavio Shel Mishnah in his hand? That's on Dav. Mem Beis. Good number six. Which stuff do we learn that Edim are disqualified if they cannot answer one of the seven Chakiros? That's on Dav. Mem. Good number six. Which of the one when Yeshua learned that the Malach had come because they were Mavatl Talmud Torah, he stayed up all night, but Umko Shel Halacha? That's on Dav. Mem Dalad. Good number seven. Which stuff do we learn if the witness's hands became severed before the stoning, he's exempt from the execution? That's on Dav. Mem Hey. Good number eight. Which of the one basin may administer lashes and onshin not prescribed by the Torah because the times require it, such as in the case of the man who rode a horse on Shabbos? That's on Dav. Mem Vav. Good number nine. Which stuff to discuss when bedikos disqualify edus and when they do not? That's on Dav. Mem Av. Good number ten. Which stuff when the body is hanged after stoning but is not left hanging overnight? That's on Dav. Mem Vav. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avram Goldar from Zichur, wishing you a great day and great learning.